great.
Well, just a little reading to share with you, and then a little couple of thoughts on that one, if I may. But let's pray first, can we? Lord, as we remember these events of so long ago, Lord, may they not just be a story from the pages of history, but Lord, a realization that the God who loved us came to earth and now dwells among us, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. We bless you, Lord, that you've given us the Bible, your word, and I pray you'll help us as we just look at some of these amazing truths. Lord, grant us your blessing and insight and understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the passage I've chosen is, it's out of John's Gospel. It's the very first section of John's Gospel. It's called the not the epilogue, the prologue, isn't it? That's the word, yes. I see Aunt Anderson family have just arrived. Well, they must think we start at a strange time. Anyway, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet, to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of a husband, human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. From the fullness of his grace we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who was at the Father's side, has made him known. Well, this passage is absolutely astounding. I don't know how much you studied it or whatever, but it contains some of the most profound words in the whole of the Bible. And the first verse is one of those. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And what John is telling us here is, he uses this term Word. Well, what does he mean by the Word? It means God's communicating him himself. You know, you speak with words, don't you? You tell people what you are with your words. And God communicated through the Word. Right? So he brought things into being and all of these things. And John doesn't just say it's a sort of a bit of air floating around. It's actually a person he's talking about. In the beginning was the Word. What does that tell you about Jesus? Well, the word's Jesus, in case you didn't know that, yeah? What does that tell you about Jesus? Jesus was there before the beginning. He's eternal, right? That's really profound, yeah? In the beginning was the Word. Jesus was there at the beginning. He was there that kicked it all off, yeah? So he's eternal. That's one of the things. He says the Word was with God, so he's not some sort of add-on, but he's there alongside God. He has a unique personality. Three persons, we say, in Godhead, yeah? Right? He was with God, but he says he was God. Now there's a revolution for you, isn't it? Yeah? It's not just he got sort of alongside God. He has the qualities, the character of God himself. Right, so that's a great verse, yeah? In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. In case you didn't get it, John tells you again. Right? John does that. He goes round in a sort of a spiral. Comes, says something, forgets it. Well, don't forget it, but leaves it in the background. Lets it filter in a bit, and then tells you again. Yeah? He's a clever guy. Right. Now then, how about this? We've seen before all time the Word. Then he says, through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. Right? So that tells you he created it all. Right? So he's the creator. Yes? So everything that's made has been made by God. Yeah? Is that true?
Yes.
Are you sure now? Who made that chair?
John.
Ah, well, let me tell you, yes, God's given you the ability to be a creator too, in that sense. But, yeah, all the materials that are in that chair didn't just appear. You know, God made them all. Yeah. So he's the creator behind all the creating that we do. Yeah. So all things were made through him. Everything that's been made was made by him. You heard someone said, I'm going to start a new religion. What I'm going to do is I'm going to just, you know, get myself crucified and all that sort of thing. Then I'm going to just create a new world and do it all. And he says, well, how are you going to do that? He says, well, I'm going to get some earth and then I'm just going to form a new earth. Oh, wait a minute, he says. Get your own earth. Yeah, it's God's earth. He created it all. Yeah? So, that's what we're getting at. Yes, right. Then it says, in him was life. And that life was the light of men. Jesus is the source of life, real life, not just existence, but what life's all about. Relationships, joy, blessing. Yeah? In him was life. He's the source of life, yeah? And that life was the light of men. So he uses this term light now. Light beginning to shine in our world. And then he says, so that was the creation. Now we've got the fall in three verses. How about that? Yeah, it says, that light, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Where did that darkness come from? Yeah? It's because of man's sin against God. There's darkness, not just absence of light, it's evil he's talking about. The light shines into the darkness, but the darkness didn't get it. Still doesn't get it. Yeah. But he's there, he's shining as a challenge to the dark, yeah. Then he talks about this man as a witness, John the Baptist. There came a man who was sent from God, his name was John. So we know who he is, don't we? Yeah. Right. John came as a witness to testify concerning that light. So John was sent, he was prophesied. He comes before the Messiah in order to let you know the Messiah is just about to arrive. Yeah, so that was John the Baptist's ministry. And he testified about the light and he says some quite remarkable things. He says, he himself was not the light, he came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. The true light, the genuine, the real thing, was coming into the world and he brings light to us all. Yeah? Now about this. This bit's sad, don't feel too happy yet, but this is sad, eh? It says, he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. How about that? I was like that once. You were, weren't you?
Yeah.
Once you thought, well, who's this Jesus guy? You know, well, but he came into his world, and it says, he was in the world, and the world did not recognize him. Yeah? He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. That's insult on insult in a way. Who were his own? Were the Jewish people. God had spent the best part of 2,000 years preparing them for the Messiah. And when he turns up, they don't want him. Yeah, strange, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, here we are. He says, so the world didn't recognize him. His own people didn't recognize him. He says, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Is that wonderful? To those who did receive him, who did get it, right? He gives them the right, the authority to become a child of God. How about that? Right? You're not just an also-ran when you're one with Jesus, you know. You're a child of God. And he says, now, but the interesting thing is, he says, you become a child of God, children born not of natural descent. That's the bloods. It actually says, born of bloods. It means, it doesn't matter who your ancestors were, they're not going to get you to be a child of God. Have you got that? You may have the finest, great, godliest grandfather you've ever known, has ever lived. He's not going to get you to heaven. Right? You're not born of descent, that's one of the things. Then, nor born of a human decision, that's you making up your own mind and other people sort of psychologically twisting you. That's not how you get born again, right? He says, nor of a human decision or a husband's will, you know? Parents have babies, and sometimes they choose to have babies. Yeah, they're not all accidents, you knew that, didn't you? Right? Sometimes they choose to have babies, and he's saying, it doesn't matter what human choices are. That's not how you become a child of God, and he says, no, not children born of natural descent, nor of human decision, nor of husband's will, but born of God. God does something, just as he did at Christmas. He came into earth and he entered in. He did the action. He started it all off. In the same way as we become children of God, God does something in you. He starts the process off. It's amazing, isn't it? I wouldn't be here today if God hadn't done something in my life. I mean, I know I made decisions and choices, you know, to come to Jesus. Yes, right? But I can look back behind all that. I know someone was steering me. Yeah. Now, he was at work. Yeah? And that's true for all of us, whether we realise that or not. God's been at work. If you become a child of God, God's done it for you. Yeah. Now then, this is the next amazing verse in this little chapter. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And what he's saying is, God became a human being and lived amongst us. And the word dwelling is the word for tabernacle there. You know, as it, well, maybe you don't know, but in the times of Israel, they had a tent. And God chose to live amongst the people in that tent, as it were, yeah? So that his presence was with them. God tabernacled amongst them. They were a chosen race in that God specially prepared them to hear and receive the good news. Yeah? Well, in the same way, it says God came to dwell amongst us, not in a tent, but in a human body, in the person of Jesus. Yeah? He says, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. How about that? He became a human being. But what's different about Jesus' flesh than your flesh?
Sinless.
Yeah. He's sinless. Yeah. Yes. So that means he had to be born differently to where, well, conceived differently to where you and I are. Yeah. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, so he didn't catch the sin that came along with being born as a human being in order to be a saviour for us. Yeah. Right, so we've seen his glory. It says we've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John's talking about, we've seen his glory. Well, the lots of people saw Jesus, didn't they? And they didn't get it. You know, they thought they'd get a nice meal out of him, or see a few flashy miracles, things like that. Yeah? They didn't see the glory. Yeah? But John saw the glory on a special occasion. Because Jesus had sort of turned the light off most of the time. Yeah? But they went up a mountain, Transfiguration. It says, and as Jesus stood there, his clothes began to glow. Do you know why his clothes began to glow? Because he's glowing inside him, right? The clothes weren't glowing, he's glowing, his glory began to be seen, yeah? Right? We've seen it. He's full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning it. He cries out saying, this was he whom I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me. How about that? You made that head and tail of that? He surpassed me, he came after me, but he surpassed me because he was before me. Right? What does he mean? Yeah? It's Jesus has been here before. Yeah. Yeah, or but more than that, Jesus existed before John was. Yes. But he came as a human after John was born, but he says, he surpassed me. Yeah. He's the one. Right. Right. And then this is the lovely verse. From the fullness of his grace, we've all received one blessing after another. Isn't that lovely? Yeah. God's got enough fullness to fill you and the rest of us. Yeah. I used to work in industry. I've probably told you this illustration before, for some of you anyway. I used to work in industry, and we used to do, it was chemistry I was involved in, and we were having to fill up our water bottles, distilled water, you know, pure water, and we had this enormous tank of distilled water, you know, and when you bottle, little bottle, a squeezy bottle of water run out, you go up and turn the tap on, fill your little bottle up, and turn it off, of course, and use your water. And I also watched. You know, as you filled me one, what happened to the level of the water in the tank? Yeah. Couldn't see anything. I mean, the tank was so enormous. You know, I mean, eventually you'd empty it, of course, yeah. You know, something's gone out of it because you take it, yeah. But the tank just, and I thought, Lord, that reminds me of you, yeah. I can draw as much as I like out of you to fill me, and makes no difference to you, you've still got gallons left. From the fullness of his grace, yeah. You got it? He's full of grace and he's got plenty to give. And he won't be any less if he gives you more than you need. Yeah? Right. From the fullness of his grace we receive one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. What he's saying is the commandments, the Bible, was given through Moses. Moses was an agent. And a very honourable agent. But Jesus isn't an agent. Jesus is the news. Mm-hmm. He's not just the giver of it. He is the news. Yeah. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Now, this is the third of these three really important verses. One is, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. That's a big one, yeah? The other one is, The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And this is the last one, he says. No one's ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who was at the Father's side, has made him known. What did Joseph hear from the angel? He said, you're going to have a child, Mary's going to have a child, you're to give him the name
Jesus.
But he said another word as well, Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means God with us. Now, John says here, nobody's ever seen God. Not really seen what God's like, you don't know what God is. No one's ever seen God. He says, but come to me so that you can see God. It's called Jesus. If you want it, this is my last little bit. If you want to know what God's like, look at Jesus. Find out how he thinks, how he feels, how he behaves, how he reacts. You watch Jesus, you're watching God in action. Right? Jesus is the sort of visible form of the invisible God. That's what this is. The gospel's all about, yeah? The God who was out there has come here, and you can know him. Isn't that wonderful? So, Christmas is the start of a journey of exploration, of discovery of Jesus. And I trust that you'll find more and more as the days go by. You'll never get to the bottom of God, you know, he's bigger than you are. Alright, let's just pray, shall we? We've got a couple of songs, and then I'll send you home rejoicing. Lord, thank you for your love. Thank you, Father, that you love us. Lord, the proof of that is that Jesus came to die and was born in Bethlehem, Lord. He became a human being, Lord. He didn't have to do it, except that he wanted to because he loves us. Father, thank you that Christmas is an expression of your love, just as Easter is. Lord, that you came amongst us to show us what you're really like. Not a fierce, angry, horrible God out there waiting to pounce on us. Lord, you know our sin. You know our sin better than we do. Lord, you paid the price for it. But Lord, beyond all of that, Lord, you wanted us to know you, to experience your forgiveness, your changing and transforming grace, and your amazing love. Lord, I want to say thank you. I can say, you love me. Lord, I pray that for all of us here. May they, every one of us be able to say, Lord, I really, really thank you. I know that you love me. Lord, what a precious experience. So we say, thank you, Father, because Jesus tells us and shows us you love us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.